and welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we're taking a break from our interview with Francis Fox, and we're going to talk with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. And we are, if I'm not mistaken, we are in a new sign all of the sudden.
Yes, we are. So now we're going to get to talk about Virgo for a couple of weeks.
And what is Virgo? Is, am I correct, Virgo the Virgin?
Virgo is the Virgin, but at the time of the, you know, that all this was created, that word had different, sometimes more significant, more spiritual kinds of meanings.
Okay.
Often the virgins were priestesses, and then sometimes it depends on the culture, but also it at times meant women who were more liberated, more educated, more free.
Oh, okay.
But it has super significant, I want to say ramifications, for lack of a better word.
Okay.
Virgo is a really, really powerful sign. Most people really don't understand what a big, big sign Virgo is and can be.
So what are the basic characteristics of someone who is a Virgo? A Virgoan. There we go. Okay.
Yeah, we knew there was a word. Virgo is ruled by the planet Mercury. And so just right off the top, Virgo is usually on a good day going to be super smart, very articulate, very clear-headed, clear-thinking, and very motivated, almost kind of relentless. Virgo is very, very driven, one of the more driven signs. It's not driven for personal gain the way signs like Aries or Scorpio are. It's more service-oriented, service to God, service to self, to fellow man, and it finds God in being of service, and therefore it's always trying to make life and the world a better place.
And, of course, that's part of what we're here trying to accomplish as well, is creating a better place.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be surprised if, and because I've never really asked this question to the multitude of my guests, I wouldn't be surprised that maybe a majority of them aren't Virgos.
People in the service professions, in the helping professions, often have a lot of strong Mercury and or Virgo somewhere. The other bit is, it's rough. Virgo can be very similar to Aquarius in a lot of ways, in that it's they're both very humanitarian and they're trying to make things better. So people in the healing and the helping professions usually have some strong Virgo and Mercury, or strong Aquarius and Uranus, or the really powerful ones have a combination thereof.
Hmm. So
yeah, it's math. It's all math.
Well, that's what I'm finding out. I mean, after our extended visit with David Hawthorne last Saturday, other conversations you and I've had, I've noticed that this isn't guesswork. There is a mathematical precision to astrology and to it. And I'm noticing too, and this was actually brought pretty clear to me in the book I'm rereading, my Metaphysical Primer, in regards to, in particular, it was focusing primarily on Vedic astrology, but nonetheless, astrology is just that. It if it's done correctly, there is no guesswork. There really isn't any intuition involved. This is by the numbers.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far. Sorry about my phone.
That's all right.
There is always an element of intuition involved. I think the intuition bit is what connects us with God and to each other. It's those invisible threads. And, the best work combines everything, but if you wanted to take all that out of it, and for some skeptics, or some people who are kind of more right brain, mm-hmm. or in my line of work, you know, what I have to do a lot for people who are less comfortable with the intuitive part or the softer feminine part is like, I do have to keep it all about the numbers.
Yeah.
Just make it all about the math and all about the probability and statistics bit so that they are more comfortable. And a lot of men, a lot of higher educated men, a lot of executives, you know, for them, we definitely have to go that route. And it certainly works.
And we can reach you by the numbers by calling 963-0842. And if I had the IP URL address to your website, I could use those numbers. But suffice it to say that you're available through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, and you're on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. And we will talk to you on the last day of August.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.